I did what was coached to do. You know, my day is, you know, kind of weird, but, you know, interesting. You know, I'm in a position now trying to get my body as healthy as it can to get prepared for Sunday.
In what way was your day weird and interesting?
Well, you know, it wasn't, you know, I wasn't full go. You know, I was doing the things Coach and RV was, you know, advised me to do. And this all for the betterment of trying to get healthy. I haven't been able to say I've been 100% for a long time, but I know it's for a good cause.
And you said a week ago you had no doubt you'd play
right
Sunday. Do you still feel that way?
Well, you know, that's my thinking. You know, every day I have opportunity, and, you know, now we have days, and in a couple of days it'll be down to hours, and then the hours it'll be down to minutes. And hopefully when that clock starts, you know, I will be on that on the field. I'm being optimistic about this whole thing, and I have no other choice but to think that way. For me being there for my teammates, for me being there, you know, to give myself no doubt in my mind that I'm 100%. I don't ever want to put this team or myself in jeopardy that I'm just stressing to hurry up to get out there, and I'm not able to be what makes me me. So, you know, every day is a different challenge, and today's challenge was trying to get 100% so that, you know, you can help this team.
Even going through high school and grade school, have you ever missed a game because of an injury?
I've never missed a game. Never missed a game. But, you know, we're not going to make a story out of that because I am human. You know, we all understand our limits. We all know what we can and can't do. And like I told Coach, and, you know, I want to confirm it to everybody, I will not put this team at risk to hurt it by anything. And that's by me telling myself or telling them I could go. With me jeopardizing doing anything, a bonehead decision outside of this facility or anybody else, we've all have made this or put ourselves accountable as team leaders. We all have put that our accountability on just being on this Carolina Panthers team, earning the right to be on this team. And, you know, and honor and truth is one of our core values that we stick to each and every day.
And does throwing hurt more than other activities? I mean, what hurts the most?
Well, it's throwing on top of a lot of things. You know, it's sometimes in while throwing, it's manageable. Other times, it's like it's throwing to the right, throwing to the left, throwing this particular throw, throwing that particular throw, running. You know, but, you know, it's all right. I know I'm taking the proper steps. I'm doing every single thing that is asked of me and more to make it to Sunday.
What concern do you have? I know you have the flak jackets, but when you do kind of open up and you get your arm up in the air and you have that open area taking a hit from somebody in that circumstance, how much concern
well,
do you have about
the thing, I'm not sure if it's really explained to you guys what actually happened. I was protected. But in every single thing in life, it has flaws, so to speak, right? So, you know, when I had my shoulder pads on, it's a dead spot. And when I mean dead spot, when you reach a certain type of way, when you bend over or something, the dead spot is making one spot vacant. And that time when I lunged forward and trying to, you know, get an extra yard or whatnot, the dead spot was exposed, and, you know, the defender hit it with his knee. Who knows, will it happen again? But, you know, that's just the game that we play. This is a physical game. I've said it numerous times, and you know one thing, that sooner whether soreness or what, you're going to get hurt. And I think of it as a fluke accident, but fluke accidents always happen in football. I'm going to be able to bounce back from this one. There's no doubt in my mind, and I'm trying to continuously to do the things that I control and get better each and every day.
Yeah, that's right now, or jeopardy if you had to play right now.
Say what now?
You'd be putting the team at jeopardy if you had to play right now.
No. By no means, I don't think so. Because one thing that I would do, I'd be truthful to myself. I'd be truthful to, you know, Coach Rivera. And, you know, if it comes to my mind, say, you know what, you know, maybe this is how I feel, then I have to stick with it. And I stick with it wholeheartedly. Now I go to Coach and I say, Coach, let me go. I'm pretty sure he'll trust and believe that, you know, I'm not telling him or fibbing to him or give him any doubt that I'm telling the truth.
Does it hurt to throw a football right now?
Does it hurt? No, it doesn't. But over time, you know, and that's the thing with the ribs. You know, when I initially hurt it, I came back in and I threw. I was fine. But it was just some type of discomfort. And if anybody who has ever known or to have had, you know, fractured ribs, it's hard to sleep on it. It's hard to, you know, make sudden moves. It's hard to breathe. It's hard to cough. It's hard to sneeze. You know, and when you're throwing in our emotion each and every time, okay, you're throwing overhand. This time you got to throw it 40 yards. All right, this time you have to throw it with some type of precision and arc, you know, to throw an out route to the left. All right, now you have to just throw a swing route. Now you have to, you know, throw an unorthodox pass to your left side. So it's different variation of throws that may tweak and injure it, and that's what I got to get better at.
You had a different flak jacket on, David. You had padding underneath, or what was the setup?
Same thing, different color.
Ron says he won't change the game plan because of your injury. So does that mean come Sunday you're going to be expected to scramble, run, do whatever you got to do?
Well, let's not get anything twisted. Let's not get anything misconstrued. I only know how to play this game how Cam Newton plays the game. He fought me for it, kill me for it, do whatever you want to, but I only know how to play this game like I know how to play. I'm not about to sit up here and play this game or mimic somebody else's game style. And with that said, you know, I'm going to go and try to win football games. That's the only thing that I could try to do, and that's the only thing that I'm going to do. So if it takes for me to scramble, I'm going to scramble. If it takes for me to, you know, throw the football away, I'm going to throw the football away. I'm not going to, like I say, starting this particular interview, I'm not going to put my team in jeopardy, nor am I going to put myself in jeopardy to, you know, make matters worse.
Cam, do you think it'd be better for you to set out this week in order to be healthier long term?
Well, I just leave that up to, you know, Coach Rivera and Ryan. I have no doubt that they have my best interests. If I can go, I'm going to go. And how I'm feeling right now, I'm on pace to be ready to go on Sunday. And that's the only thing I can do.
What could disrupt that pace?
I have no idea. Maybe if I'm walking home, somebody wants to, you know, mob me or something like that. Getting hit by a car, you know, running away from a tiger. You know, it's a lot of things that can disrupt that pace.
So outside of, you know, running away from a tiger, getting hit by a car, you expect to be on pace for Sunday?
I'm on pace.
How disappointing is it for you to have this to even deal with coming into your first game this
season? It's very frustrating. Extremely frustrating. You know, after talking to so many people about it and not even talking to people about it at all, it's kind of like that old faithful car. You know, you fix the AC, now the carburetor's out. Then you fix the carburetor, you got a flat tire. You fix the tire, now your windshield wiper don't work. And it's like, it's frustrating because you know it's a good car. You know, this car has got you to this point. And now it's like every single thing is happening. And the thing is, you keep messing the car up, not even driving it. You know what I'm saying? Like everything that I've been through, you know, preseason. Okay, this is not a game. All right, went through surgery off season. And that's the most frustrating part. I didn't have no injuries when it came to the actual season. And that's what I can't come to grips about. But, you know, when I'm in here, I'm trying to think positive. I will think positive. And moving forward, I can't have any type of negative thoughts lingering because it'll show. I got to show that, you know, to my teammates that I am here for them. You know, if I'm out there on the field, I'm there for them. If I'm not there, I'm still there for them. You know, by no means am I going to be any type of distraction for these guys, no matter what.
What kind of make and model is that car?
Make and model, man, it is a 2020 Ferrari.
Well, I shouldn't have any issues then.
Yeah, but still, you know, it got called back to the factories because it did have some type of, you know, miscellaneous details. So if we could fix those things, man, You never know.
Have a percentage. You said you're working toward getting toward 100%, but don't want to put the team's success in jeopardy. Do you have a percentage come Sunday, say, I'm only 65%, that's not good enough to help this team win? Do you know that number in your mind?
No, I don't. And it would be selfish of me to just give me that percentage. Because one thing about it, Derek Anderson is a good quarterback. One thing about it, Joe Webb is a great quarterback. One thing about it, our offensive line is better than ever. Two things about it, our receivers are playing with as much confidence as I've ever seen. And one thing we all know, that we got a top 10 defense. So we good. You know, it's no doubt in my mind that these guys, you know, we have what it takes to be a great team in this league. One monkey don't stop no show. So I can't have this selfish approach in saying that it's all about me, because either way it goes, Carolina Panthers, we're going to be good.
Have you tried to get to know the receivers and get in a rhythm with them when you haven't been able to be on the field with them as much as
it happens? Communication. And that's the first step. You know, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't communicate with each other, you know, that's all for naught. Thank you.